When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And the mics are hot, so I guess we start the show. What's up, everybody? Look, we got a good, nice little crowd here at MGM National Harbor.
Wow.
What are these degenerates doing here at 6 in the morning?
You guys are sickos.
It's our annual holiday show at the Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. We invite anybody to join us. Look at all the recliners full. I figured maybe by 8 o'clock there would be a nice crowd, but there's a nice crowd right to start the show.
I knew you all were degens. I just didn't know.
Are you
like gambling degenerates, or are you just like junkies degenerates?
Degens, underemployed.
There's some unemployed. Let's be real. Vinny is a gambling degen.
All right. Yeah. Look at him. I think we have quite a few of those.
I mean, Vinny's cool because he goes along for every one of our parlays.
He posts them all.
Because Cakes posts. He'll send me a text to put up at like 12:05 on Sunday.
Yeah.
After 50 people have asked, what's the parlay?
They do.
So I just put Vinny's play.
They're desperate to tail us and be big fat losers.
You got two winners. He might be up.
Speaking of parlays, the god awful Boston Celtics.
They lost last night.
They lost to the Bulls at home. They were like minus 1,400 on the money.
Meanwhile, the Wiz won.
Round of applause to Cakes, because every time he goes to a Wizards game, they win.
2-0, baby.
Thank you. Even though I don't want the Wizards to win, they win.
I don't know.
The jinx powers have been reversed, apparently.
I mean, think about the odds of that. They are 4-21.
And I've been present
for 25 games. They are 4-21.
Correct.
And somehow you've seen them win both times you've gone to a game.
That's right. Saw them beat the Nuggets when Jokic poured in 56, I believe. And last night, full disclosure, did not stay to see the victory.
Right.
But we bolted a little bit early out of Capital One. But I was there for three quarters of it, so I will take credit.
A blind man could have hit more threes than LaMelo Ball.
Well, he took 9 in the first quarter.
He was 3 for 18, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Wizards won, because he was 3 for 18.
Well, he had 34 points. You see how many shots he took?
Yeah, he took 32 shots.
How would Morgan Wooten have felt if you'd taken 31 shots in a game?
Well, I know I would have made more than 11.
That's true. That's a very good point.
And I would have been better than 3 for 18 from threes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time last night. Guys' night out last night at RPM. Pre-gaming, and then at the game.
By the way, shouts to Valdez for setting up everything at RPM.
Nice job, man.
Valdez looked like a conquering hero. I mean, we walked in, there was a private room. There were more apps. I mean, the apps could have fed everybody in this room. There were so many. The drinks were flowing.
They were good, too.
Drabby and I, we found a new drink.
What's that?
I believe the name of the drink was it Bubbles and Spritz?
Giggles
and Spritz.
You know,
here's
that
a combo.
That didn't sound great, Case.
Giggles and Spritz. I know it sounds a little weird, but Prosecco.
Sounds a little foofy.
Prosecco, vodka, and wild strawberry with some fruit thrown in. It was delicious.
I got to tell you, my head hurts like that.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't go hard last
Good
night
start
at all.
To the day.
I know, but
when I went to bed, what did you do?
I went to bed, but I started early, man, because I went to the blackjack table.
And you got slaughtered?
And I had a couple IPAs.
This is what happened at the tables. This with this.
Yeah.
Elbow drop.
I think my man, what's my man's name of the bartender? I think I need a Bloody Mary.
you're gonna light this firecracker early. I mean, I like it.
Because my head hurts.
Why? Yeah. You only had one beer there, right?
All right, hold on. I had two IPAs at the table. No, sorry. I had a roadie from Ashburn. Right.
Shocker.
Because it took me an hour and 40 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
When I saw that on my ways, I was like, there's no chance I'm driving to MGM before going to D.C. So I drove straight to D.C.
All right, so roadie got here, made a little small one up in the room, at the table, two IPAs. Did the shot at RPM.
That was a good shot, though. I liked it.
And then when we went to the Hennessy
Lofts. Take the shot.
I didn't finish it. I had a little bit.
Went to the Hennessy Lofts, had a Jack and Ginger.
Yeah.
And, well, we had champagne, right?
Yeah, definitely.
The waiter gave you a look there. I had an interpretation of why he gave you a look. When you ordered Jack and Ginger, what did he say to you?
I can't remember what it is.
He thought it was weird that you got a Jack and Ginger versus a Jack and Coke. I think.
I like Jack and Ginger.
That was a weird bit he was doing.
Our guy Rodney, he was a good waiter.
He was a nice guy. Very attentive.
My head just does not feel good.
Didn't you pound? I was pounding waters, like trying to.
I didn't drink enough water. That's why I got one right here.
Yeah.
But a Bloody Mary would be good.
That will help.
Going to get the hair of the dog.
What's going on with Cake's computer? He doesn't know how to use a computer.
I don't know. I had the camera set up. My daughter hooked me up with that yesterday, and now I guess it's not working. I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a hoopty computer. So if it's not working, I completely understand.
He's got Microsoft Edge running as his default browser. It's just so nubs.
Who uses Microsoft Edge?
The Wizard's good luck charm.
I think I have Edge, too.
Of course you do.
It just tells you to update. Yeah,
whatever you had before, if you had Chrome or something.
What? It gets me on Global Poker, and it gets me on CBSSports.com so I can check my fantasy rankings. So other than that, I don't care.
So we're here for our holiday show. We're going to have a good time. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We have some cocktails to start the morning.
Very good.
This is insanity. What are you doing?
So this is EB. You have EB's Frosty Cheer.
All right. It's vodka.
We have individualized cocktails.
Yes. All right. What is it again?
It's vodka.
Yeah.
Duke and Dame Salted Caramel Whiskey and Bailey's. So that'll wake you up.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Cakes has a Cranberry Claws. That's a... Tequila Blanco, Chambord lemon juice and simple syrup.
Hold on, starting the day with tequila. This is insanity.
Yeah,
what are we even doing here?
You've got a little Buffalo Trace whiskey, Frangelico, Bailey's, and simple syrup. That's all called the Bish's Bourbon Wonderland.
All right,
and I have the Jingle Punch.
They all look the same. They all look exactly the same. So maybe we are starting.
They all look the same.
There's no chance. It's impossible. These are four different drinks.
No, this is the Cakes drink, I believe.
Duke and Dame Salt.
Okay, whiskey.
Yeah.
So we're going to try all of them.
St. George Spice Pear, Simple Syrup, and Lemon Juice.
No, once an hour. One drink an hour. The specialties for you.
All right, you're in charge of my car and everything. Okay.
Just take a couple sips.
You got it?
Yeah, I gotta pace myself because I gotta
go
home.
1 year we didn't have the rap deal, right? Where we had the drivers and everything. They're like, yeah, you guys will be fine. Just drink all show.
Yeah, and then just drive home.
Right. Drink all show.
Drive 45 minutes around the Beltway.
You guys will be fine.
Drive home. And then I have to go to the Caps game tonight.
Oh, man. You know what you are? Oh, bit of a donk, and you're overscheduled.
You might as well stay here.
You're overscheduled.
Honestly, you might as well stay here. Tell your family, take an Uber.
I think I'm supposed to go see Santa with the little one.
Oh, my God.
2:00. What are you
Forget
doing?
Forget Santa. Tell her she's old enough to know that Santa's BS.
You know what?
What a curmudgeon.
JP hasn't learned. Like, when we do this show, you block off the rest of Friday and possibly parts of Saturday. Like, you don't do 100 things after your drinking started 6
When I left the house yesterday, my wife said, so I won't see you for 2 days. I said, pretty much.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink that much, even during the Christmas
show.
He drank that 1 year.
But if you go hard,
that was for money.
Money is on the line. if you commit yourself to this show,
no money this year.
You don't do anything after the show.
People don't know this, but there was 1 year where, because as we're getting older, it is getting harder to just pound drinks, right? You know, especially at 5 in the morning. Or whatever, but they know that we are just at our core we're white trash, so they put money out and whoever could blow the highest blood alcohol, and of course, JP just went hard.
This guy,
and $500,
he blew like a million.
Yeah,
when it was all done, and apparently, like I went, I think I slept on the couch for a while. Everybody, and, you know, we had rides and everything. Mm. JP was frozen like a dog, peeing on a fire hydrant in the studio 3 hours later on all fours. Frozen.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. Like a human being on all fours.
He looked like he was dead.
I woke up in CK's office, our boss's office.
Hey, Bolt.
At 5 p.m.
Was it worth $500 in hindsight?
And then I drove.
I think it was more than
that. And then I drove Yeah. All the way to the casino in West Virginia that night.
Charlestown.
Again, overscheduled.
Oh, overscheduled.
Overscheduling yourself on a day where you should have
Did we have dinner? We had dinner at the, what was it called? The Prime, what was it called? Prime
no, no, you guys weren't there. My wife and her sister had, I'd hooked up a whole night for them to go to a concert and dinner at Prime Rib.
Prime Rib.
I think it's called Prime Rib.
I think so.
At Hollywood Casino. And they had to bring the little one along, which was not part of the plan.
Keep talking about competing casinos while you're at MGM National Harbor. I'm sure they're happy.
It's a location.
It's a
location.
Yeah, you're
giving,
you know what?
You're giving
cakes, they'll get over it.
All right, are we going to do the drink?
I already did the drink.
You got to do a cheers, cheers. To right, the new cheers. Year coming up.
Cheers, everybody, for coming out. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
In the books.
Yep.
This is the Cakes Punch.
The Cakes Cranberry Claws.
It's actually really good.
Let me get this my mic out of the way.
Someone needs. I need my extended checkout extended.
Someone could have mine. I need a Jack. I need a Jack or a.
I think the extended checkout is still 1 p.m. That might. That's that, might that might need. To, that can might I, need to be kicked I, down the road.
I actually have a call I got to do with somebody at 1 o'clock, like a business call. How am I going to do that?
I don't. You know, reschedule. That's how you
I
do
can't,
it.
I don't think I can.
That's the resched.
Yeah. I like that you got the Surfside sweater.
Here's the other thing. This Surfside sweater is awesome. We love Surfside. They're the greatest. The salesperson really wanted me to wear it, and I said, you know, I'm not really a crazy, you know, what are they called, the ugly sweater guy,
yeah,
but that's fine. I love Surfside. This is a double XL. It's a little snug.
It fits like a schmedium.
It's a little snug.
It's like a schmedium.
It's the sweater's fault, right? Yeah. The sweater's fault.
I think it's the sweater's fault. Just saying.
Yeah, it's cut small.
But you're
that's what I would always
you're
say.
Being a company man by way of representing.
Well, I do love them.
You
so.
Do, I know.
By the way, Jason loves money. Everybody knows that. We
well,
all
who
love
doesn't?
Money.
Well, yeah,
no, but Jason only hangs out with rich people.
Yeah.
Like if you guys aren't making rich a lot of money, don't even bother saying hello to Jason.
That's not true.
And it's a shocker that last night when we're behind the scenes at the Wizards game, the guy who ends up next to the NBA commissioner is one Jason Bishop.
That's right. That is his guy. He wanted to be so close
well,
to Adam.
Well, I thought it'd be good for the show since you were right there and you took the picture. Yeah. You post it. And I just said, Adam, how you doing? My name's Jason. Adam Silver.
I don't even understand.
By the way, Adam Silver needs to eat some bolognese. He weighs about 45 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like a ghoul.
Adam Silver weighs less than 100 pounds. He looks unhealthy.
I guess he was there because the Wizards whole, like, starting the
monumental
thing.
Yeah.
I put the pictures.
He was a nice guy, though.
I put the pictures on all our social media. We're going to announce shortly how you can watch the show. I think we're trying to make sure it's 100% good to go.
Can't get cakes in.
That's fine. If I don't get video, it's all good. Life goes on.
You know
on.
What? In a worst case, couldn't you just put it on Cakes' phone? It would work. I've done it a million times.
Yeah. So we're going to announce that, but I put the pictures on social media. You can follow us at Junks Radio, Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, also the Facebook. And I never – this is Jason Bishop. This is Adam Silver, right? Mm-hmm. I think I put who's richer.
Right.
And a couple people said Roger Goodell. Does he look like Roger Goodell?
No. He looks like Brad Johnson. He doesn't look like
they,
Roger
they
Goodell.
Thought I was Roger Goodell.
Somebody
he wishes he
Roger.
Wishes he had Roger Goodell's portfolio.
Roger the Dodger.
He's not that guy.
No, Adam was nice. He's a nice dude.
When you introduced yourself to him, and then you said, I'm Jason, what's the next point of conversation?
I think I told him,
the Wizards
I don't know.
Suck. You said something about the Wizards.
I said, the Wizards got to get better quickly. And he goes, yeah, I agree. It was small talk. And we took a stupid picture, and then he left.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
The Hennessy Lofts were fun. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so I highly recommend the Hennessy Lofts. What I was blown away – almost as blown away as I am by all you guys that don't have jobs. I was blown away at the number of people that were at the gym, that were at the arena for the game last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of
horrible teams.
Wizards Nation, EB. We are legion. We are strong.
I was
there are many
stunned.
Of us. I was a little stunned.
People
too.
Sitting Not all good. The way up there in the worst seats in the house.
Yeah. Wizards brought
amazing.
Them out on a
amazing.
Thursday night.
But I do think that actually when you go to a game, like they have upgraded the experience quite a bit. I mean, obviously all the amenities like the Hennessy Loft, etc. But like the scoreboard looks amazing.
Yeah,
they keep adding to that. All the video features that they have and everything.
Ted's spending some cash over there, Capital One Arena.
Yeah, they need to add other features.
Yeah.
Well, they need to add like players,
like Cooper Flag. Like that's a feature they need to add.
Cakes is so into Bilal Coulibaly that
that's
when he
guy.
Had 4 points at the end of the first quarter. Case was like, he's got a pretty good line.
What did he do last night?
I think
night?
He ended with a
14.
Decent line.
Alex Saar, actually, if you looked at him, I think he finished about 19 points.
Yeah, 19. Yeah,
I think he'll be all right.
He had three blocks.
Here's the problem with their team right now. I think Malcolm Brogdon was their best player last night. He's not part of their future.
He's trade bait. But that's okay.
No, their best player.
It's all part of the plan.
Their best player last night was LaMelo.
Right. Yeah. That was the most beneficial player for the Wizards.
That was just embarrassing. Right. He didn't care. He was taking them from anywhere.
No. Well, do you think he cares? Do you think he has shot discipline?
No, he doesn't. No. But I expected better than 3-for-18.
Right.
So we're still waiting for Cakes to be. We should just, Trabby. We should just do it without Cakes. Screw Cakes.
Yeah, again, it's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
If three of the four junks are on the stream, it's all good.
Yeah.
I can sit this one out.
Yeah. They'll figure it out, I'm sure. Everybody,
not a problem.
Give a big round of applause for Timmy, our engineer. He is unbelievable. We've worked with Tim now for probably a decade.
He's a stud.
We've had so many engineers that are so bad, and he's so good. Never. I mean, literally, we never. He might have some little problem that we don't know about. We never. It never gets to the point where it affects.
And he's always
us.
Sweating. Look at his head.
Yeah.
He usually has a sweat towel near him, too. I don't see the sweat towel.
That's right.
Maybe it's over there by his equipment.
Tim's unbelievable. So thank you, Tim.
He gets on TV for all the Georgetown games.
Does he? He gets airtime? You get good airtime, Timmy? Good. He deserves it. All right. So
do we have a plan?
No. Yeah, that's the thing. I hate
Here's the plan. They didn't want to tell us, but. Like, we weren't allowed to sit in this chair because supposedly we're going to have some guests, but I don't think they want us to know who the guests are.
Surprise guests.
Yeah. What are we doing, Mar?
Well, he kind of told us earlier in the week.
Do you want me to announce it? No. Go lean over. Just do what you want to do.
You already know
you gotta mute your mic.
By the way, speaking of Mike Marr.
My mic is muted.
I'm shocked that Mike Marr is up and functional and operational because I was getting intel that at the Wizards game, I think he had 6 or 8 drinks at the Wizards game, and that's not even counting what he was doing at RPM. Uh-huh. So he was going hard. He wanted me to come smoke a heater with him in the casino after the Wiz game.
Did you do it?
No, I went straight to bed.
That's why I came
up here, went straight to bed. Entertained, playing some late-night poker. Thought better of it. Didn't do it.
I put the Amazon Prime on my phone because I haven't gotten in the habit. I was like, where's the Thursday Night Football game?
Right.
Go through all Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you old codger.
I haven't muted.
It's on Prime.
All right.
I'm so bitter.
Look at him staring at it. But
freaking
he did.
Celtics.
His comeback to going hard was I went to Radford.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay.
It prepared him for it. He's built for that sort of thing.
All right, why don't we go to break so everyone can get settled, we can get Cakes' computer going, and we can figure out what the hell we're doing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Besides,
I think that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I think this is what we're doing.
Yeah. All right.
We're doing some drinks. And where's the Wheel of Fortune wheel or whatever?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know
if that's a thing.
Aren't the listeners going to drink, too?
Yeah, you guys are welcome to join in.
Yeah, a lot of them are like, they're recoiling.
They're
at
like,
the
are
thought
you crazy?
Of,
yeah, you guys are insanity.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let's go, JP.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Take another sip.
I don't really want to.
All right, we're going to get it going. Can we announce how it's going to be broadcast yet? They don't want us to say.
Well, it's good. Yeah. All right. Well,
they're working on it.
Yeah. When we come back from break, we'll be on YouTube on 106.7.
Okay,
on
there
fans
you go.
YouTube. So for people who couldn't make it out today, you can watch us on YouTube and Team 980's YouTube as well.
All right. Should mention the show is always brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We love Crop Metcalf. It's our annual holiday show live from the Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. Come join us. Don't go anywhere.